Thanks very much for joining us, Neil. A lot of difference between the first half and the second half performances. Is that the way you would have seen it?
We've lost 1-0 to a full-time team by a penalty. That a penalty was completely avoidable. Mm-hmm. You know, and he knows. Listen, Jan knows. If he heads it, he just heads it, his defenders do. And he didn't. He tries to bring it down. It goes away from him. And then he makes a tackle. And it's a penalty. And we get beat 1-0. And it's a steep learning curve, you know, for the kid. And that's pretty much what was in it. What was in the game.
Could he get a shout for a more experienced player, do you think?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I've said that. Listen, I'm not hanging Jan. Jan's done well. And then after that, he's playing in a position where he was a little bit fearful, and at half time his head was between his knees, and you know they're the times that you've got to protect a young lad. You know, he nearly gave away another penalty, and he just had a little bit of a wobble, but listen, he'll come good. He's just made a mistake, and there's lots of people made mistakes this season, so you know it's certainly not his fault. But we have lost 1-0 against a full time team to a penalty, and that's disappointing.
It did seem to us though that the second half performance benefited from the introduction of Donoghue. What was the plan, basically? And there seemed to be greater impetus, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, it was a toss-up what formation they were going to play. Donoghue's more effective in central areas instead of the wide areas. And the way that I thought they were going to line up, it lent more for West to go and stop the fullback from coming out. As it materialised, you know, he's one of them. It wasn't, so at half-time we then changed it, and we went to a 3-5-2, and we tried to get Donoghue in central areas, and I thought he did really well, but I just thought maybe, you know, either side of that, we could have been better. I thought we could have been better at the top end of the pitch, looking after the ball and getting around each other and being braver in behind. Then we changed it at half time. We needed to make the changes, and I thought we'd give a really good account of ourselves second half. And you know, I think the work rate and the design was there, just not the end product.
Absolutely, Mohamed really impressive. Seems beyond his years. Really, would there have been in hindsight an argument for putting one of the more experienced players in the centre with him and maybe playing one of the young'uns out wide?
Possibly. I mean, we looked at Jan the way at Chorley this season when he played right back, and you know he's more of a centre half. He likes things through the air. Up to then he was good. He's just made a mistake. But when you're 18 and you make a mistake, and you know he's kind of on top of you, and he was just short at half time, you know. But he's been great, and Jan Palinkas will be great for this club. You know, we've just got to be there for him now and put our arm around him like we've done the dressing room. And it's part of parcel football. You cross that white line, sometimes you be a hero, sometimes you make mistakes, and that's all it is. He's made a mistake. We're not going to hang him out to dry. He's got a good career, and he's going to be a good player. And he likes playing central. You know, he likes playing central, and you know, up to that point, I thought he was winning these battles and winning these headers and doing well.
And he was very impressive last couple, of, you know, last week. Yeah, no question about it. And what about looking at the other young ones that came in, Grimshaw and West? West to me looked pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And the young lad who came on second half.
Well, yeah, I mean, West, he did well, but it's just when we changed the formation, and that obviously then sacrifices Westy to put Donners on. But no, he done well, and it's his home debut. And I said to him, you should be proud of yourself. You're 45 minutes, from an under-21 side to starting in the first team. You've done really well. Be really proud of yourself. And, you know, that was no, we weren't making a scapegoat out of him. We just tactically, we changed the shape at half-time, and I thought it well. And then, you know, Will came on. You know, Will played last week. I went to Darlington, do a little bit of work with him. He's come over the last 20 minutes, and we're just trying to get his speed over the top if we could have done. But, you know, they're organised and they're well drilled, and they nullified the space, and they stopped us from getting in behind, even though we did, you know, at times in wide areas.
And Willoughby seemed to play in a more midfield area in the first half, leaving Myers a little isolated. Was that the aim, was it?
No, not at all. You know, as I said to, you know, again, Kurt's role, and we said at half time that you're not benefiting the team. You know, your role is now let Lewis take care of the two centre-halves and you go and play down the sides of him. And I can't even count on one hand how many times he went in behind first half. He was picking balls up deep, and I don't know why, because then he was getting on top of Potts, he was getting on top of onto Jack as well. And the plan was to, instead of Kurt taking all the knocks, just go play off Myers, but he didn't seem to do it. I thought second half he went higher.
Yeah.
You know, we had words at half time and he went higher and got a little bit more joy. But they're the balls that when you're playing against a lad who likes winning balls in the air, just go and set off behind, and not just Willoughby, you know, balance on one side, Salou on the other, and just take chances. That's how people get in.
Yeah, my feelings were in the first half, you know, you played your 4-4-3, 4-4-2, whatever you want to do. But my feelings was Myers was up front, isolated on his own, and the gap between them wasn't filled quick enough to support him. So he was in a battle, and I noticed over the far field there in the second half, last 10 minutes or so, he went down. Mike took a little bit knock, but he got up slowly, because of all the work that he'd done. Yeah, and he'd put a lot of work in the lad from the first minute.
I think, you know, we're not seeing the best yet at Lewis Myers. He's going to come good. He's a big, strong boy. He's a hungry boy. He likes to win things in the air. He's got a great left foot. I just don't think he got supported enough today.
No,
that's,
he didn't.
That's not how we lined up. You know, we lined up with Potsey as the deep line midfielder, with Jack just in front of that, and then Kurt on the diag just playing in behind Myers. And for whatever reason, it's difficult. You line things up in training and it works, and you get onto the park and sometimes they don't retain the instructions and it doesn't work, and it's frustrating. Second half, we changed the shape, and I thought everyone took on board the instructions and did really well, but we just couldn't get that goal going.
I think
we just couldn't find it.
With going with the three, it gives you that extra one in midfield that then managed to push Willoughby up, yeah,
yeah,
you know,
well,
and
well,
that's why he played in the further, you know, further forward area. And you're talking like 20 yards further forward.
He had the first shot on target, didn't he, straight after
he
half-time,
did, yeah.
as soon as he reversed that. Chris Lynch retiring, so I'm told. You wouldn't look at him today, you wouldn't think, oh, he's coming over.
He's
there.
He's full of it, isn't he?
He was absolutely.
He's good, isn't he?
And
it's a shame because, you know, the players that are getting later on in the career are the
ones that are leading.
They're the old guard, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're what I call, you know, proper professionals. And people will, you know, I challenge people to put, as a defender, get like 60 studs going in somebody's face, and he took it first half and he gets up and wipes his face and he enjoys it, doesn't he? But fortunately for Chris, you know, he hasn't trained all week. We're nursing his body, you know, week after week, and you know, his day job's taking a lot of him as well. He's got his own business, and listen, there's not going to be nobody more disappointed than Chris Lynch when he retires at the end of the season. And you know, football will miss him, but you know, you've 3 games to go, 4 games to go, he gets another man of the match performance, and you know, if we could talk him out of it, we would do. But you've got to think of him and think of his body and think of his family and stuff. You know, he does never shirk a tackle, does he? He doesn't shirk a header. He just puts his body on the line. And he's played with injuries now probably for the last 10, 12 games and, well, probably all season, you know. But he's been brilliant. He's been brilliant for this club. He's certainly, I enjoy working with him. He's great with the other lads. But, you know, you just want someone now to step up who's going to have that heart as a lion like he does, because, you know, they're very few and far between these days.
Maybe give him that close season just to relax, chill out a little bit in the sunshine and what have you, and then ask him the question again. He might have that desire.
And that's the thing, you know, he knows I want him to stay. You know, the conversation has been had, and, you know, I think when you get to this stage of the season into April and your body's aching, it's been a long season, you know, maybe has made a decision that he doesn't want to make, but we'll give him as long as he can do. You know, he's got, for me, you know, injuries aside, he's got 2 years left in him at least. You know, he's a fit boy and he's a warrior, and, you know, I love him to stay around, but if he doesn't, then we've got to go and replace that.
So finally, Ashton's equaliser at Guiseley kept it alive. Is there the mentality in that dressing room to keep it going as long as you can? Is there a sense of, well, we're Northern Premier League now, do you feel?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I want to tell you that I've got a mentality that we're still staying up, but I don't know. I look in whites of people, look in people's, you know, the whites of their eyes, and they tell me what I want to hear, but sometimes I don't know. I don't know how big your heart is. What's your momentum? What's your desire? I don't know, and that's the truth for that. You know, if you ask me, Chris Lynch, does he want to say this? Absolutely. You know, he'll go toe-to-toe. Does Michael Potts? Absolutely toe-to-toe. Lewis Mays, but I don't know. And I just hope that they know the answer and they want to dig deep and show that people don't give up on each other. You know, let's not get away from it. We haven't scored in the last 3 games, have we?
Yeah.
You know, we haven't got and died in the box. It's strange. It's
what's happened there? Because 3 goals against York and the goals were flowing. Can you put your finger on it?
We were brave against York. We're getting good areas. We're brave against Telford. Getting good areas. We seem to stop looking. We just highlighted in the first half where we're isolating in Mays and we're not getting behind in wide areas or in central areas. That comes from within. That's not an instruction. That's, can I go in behind? Can I make a lung busting 30-yard run to get on the end of the ball? Can I come in from the wide area? I don't know. But listen, I'm not giving up. You know, Guiseley won't let us give up yet. So, you know, fair play to them, and we're going to go to Alfreton next week knowing we've got a win, and hoping Guiseley slip up and hoping Ashton slip up, and 9 points will still do it. But you know, until someone says mathematically it's impossible, I'm going to cling on to everything, and training's going to have a real good tempo by it this week. We'll prepare for Alfreton, and we're probably set up to go to Alfreton and win next week. You know, that's the way it happens. You know, that's what we do, isn't it? And then if we do and the results go for us, it sets it up then against Blythe and then Brackley. But you know, I'm still believing, and I've taken a lot of heart from that display today. And like I said, the full time team beat us 1-0 by a penalty. It is what it is.
Well, Neil, thanks ever so much for joining
us
as ever.
Thank you.
And have a good week training.
Well done, Neil.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next weekend.
Thank you.